We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Well, it's not that good of a morning, buddy, but we're gonna see if we can recover from this one.
Mr. Bill Belichick should be on his way out the door. He stinks. His ass should be out the door.
Mac is a horrible quarterback. Is this the guy you want?
What does Bill even do well anymore?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, it is a sad day when your only touchdown was scored by a defensive back that you had to put in on offense because he's fast.
Everything that went wrong last night are all things that Bill Belichick used to be so good at.
Well, somebody talk about Mac Jones! Somebody on the station talk about how bad Mac Jones is!
Well, everybody knows Matt Patricia sucks.
I'm giving the tickets to coworkers, and I'm going to go home and fight with my wife.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
How about sums it up, I would say. 3 hours.
Yeah. People letting it out.
People. You know what? I give everybody credit out there. There was no trying to polish this one up. There was no, well, there was this or there was that or, you know, whatever. No. It was just across the board. What a mess.
And, no
and where
one
do we
really,
go from here?
And no one really killing the defense either. It's been very much how do you go backwards on offense at this point in the year?
Yeah, they're worse on offense. I think the defense kind of proved that they're not elite. No, they're not horrible either, but there was a time where they shut out Detroit. And we're like, well, Detroit's offense was really good, right? They were putting up a lot of points. They shut them out. They hold down Cleveland, the Jets, and they get Zach Wilson benched. They get Sam Ehlinger benched. They basically got Mitch Trubisky benched. Yeah, but you face some good offenses, and they're more kind of in line with, you know, league average, right? It's not like the Bills came in here and lit it up and scored 40 points like they did in the playoff game.
God, no.
But still.
And they got a turnover. They forced them to punt. They eventually got them off the field. They also played 40 minutes.
They played a lot.
That's another thing, too, that there are not a lot of defenses that are going to be on the field for 40 minutes in the NFL and probably be a part of a victory.
It felt, though, like they got a little bit complacent. The Bills, where they score their 17 points, and then Ken Dorsey was just kind of like, all right, let's just kind of like bleed clock. It's kind of what it felt like. They felt like they had it in control and wrap it up. And I also think the, what was the touchdown drive in the fourth quarter? They had the ball for...
I think it was like 9 minutes maybe or something.
Yeah, I think it was 8:55.
There you go.
Yep, here you go. 15 plays, 94 yards, 8:55. That's ball game.
One of the biggest things that you could probably hang on the defense were there were a couple of untimely penalties on third down. Jack Jones got tripped up on one of those where the turf monster got him. He got into Diggs and they throw the... They had a couple of third. They've had at times issues getting off the field on third down.
Yeah,
but it was untimely plays at time that extended drives, and they were competitive. You know, again, Josh Allen did not kill this team on his own. They had a better plan for that. But you're right. Like it felt like with Dorsey, it was where have we heard this before, Keith? He took what the defense gave him.
That's what a lot of offense coordinators do.
And it was, okay, Allen can't run. Well, guess what? How many checkdowns did he hit to the running back? They forced him to be patient. They tried to let him play slow. And ultimately, the Bills were able to keep continually stringing them together. Yeah. But when you get when you go back-to-back drives where the offense has the ball for, what, a total of 3 minutes, And then you're out there a ton. Like, those are killers to everybody.
We've been seeing this Michael Pilardi guy a ton. You know, ever since they got him, it seems like Ponzi had six punts.
Yeah, by the way, well, a couple of those were pretty close yesterday in terms of being blocked.
Ooh, real close.
Bills were going after him a little bit, it felt like.
They were real close. And then, you know, you a couple field goal attempts. You have that one there late in the first half. You just miss it. But again, 48-yarder, pretty cold last night. We think folks' range is inside of 50, like maybe a little bit.
Need a modern kicker. They need a guy who can pound it.
That whole sequence that we talked about where they went timeout, QB sneak, timeout. So that was the final timeout. So now the very last play, the last third down that Mac Jones had, he had to throw it away to make sure that they had time to kick the field goal. Whereas if you have the timeout, he could have scrambled because there was nobody in front of him, but he wasn't going to get the first down. But if he picks up 6 yards, it's a 42-yard field goal, and then it goes through easily. Like, it's just little things like that that kind of all add up.
You know, the other thing, too, is that with 30 seconds to go and it's first down coming out of a timeout, you can throw the ball over the middle of the field to get 10 yards and then clock it and then kick the field goal. There were a couple different ways they could have handled that. But look, with Mac Jones, the aggravation was real last night for Mac on the sideline.
Yeah, I was as frustrated as I think we've seen him. And even going back to last year, he's a guy that gets kind of fired up, right? That's fine. I think a lot of players get fired up.
You know what? If there was any worry about his spirit being broken or his will to win being broken through all of this, he's still red ass.
He's frustrated, but he's also competitive and he wants to get better. And I think he's got to be at a certain point embarrassed. Like, I think a lot of these guys have got to be. They've all had success at some level, right? Mac Jones might have been on the best college team of all time. Like, they didn't lose a game. They scored a million points. Last year, he makes the playoffs as a rookie. So it's been a long time, and maybe ever, since Mac Jones has been quarterbacking a team that has looked like this.
Right.
So he's very frustrated. And so the cameras picked up yesterday, him on the sideline late in the game, screaming, and everybody started to read lips. I thought it was pretty clear, although it started to get sideways. People thought he said, let's throw the ball or whatever and bleep the
run game sucks.
It was clearly the quick game.
Quick game sucks.
Right? So sort of like, you know, these 2 yard passes. When you're down 17 points and you're throwing the ball 2 yards down the field, like he's saying, let's move the ball down the field.
My tackles can't cut anybody. You want me to throw quick?
So credit to the beat guys and gals who were at the game yesterday asking Mac Jones about this, who, by the way, went up in the post game immediately after Belichick. It was like Belichick did his, and it was like a relay race, like a baton. Here comes Mac Jones, and he was asked about what was going on. What was he saying where he was dropping F-bombs there on the sideline?
Obviously, just kind of let my emotions get to me, but, you know, we're kind of playing from behind, and what I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which is working, but I felt like we needed chunk plays, and, you know, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going, and that's emotional, that's football. I'm passionate about this game, and obviously you don't want to get your emotions, get the best of you, but yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Like, it wasn't directed at anybody, just emotion coming out, and we kind of needed a spark. So when you're playing from behind against a really good team and a good offense, you need to go out there and make better plays, and that starts with me. So definitely wasn't good enough by me tonight, and all you can do is watch the tape and see where we can get better. But playing catch-up's hard. We didn't want to do that all game, and I didn't do a good enough job getting ahead early and making it work. So tough one, but hats off to the Bills for playing a good game.
And Mac bled out after falling on that sword.
I was going to say, really the opposite of Zach Wilson, the opposite of Kyler Murray recently. Like, he is trying to be a leader in that moment. But we all know what he's saying. Like, he's like, oh, I'm not saying it to anybody. It's like, yeah, that's a Matt Patricia thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're down big. We need chunk plays. Because he even tries to say, he's like, we were doing too much of the short game, which was working. Like, it was working. It's like, yeah, but when the defense knows they're up 17,
mm-hmm.
and they will give you every 5-yard pass imaginable.
Yep.
Like, those completions mean nothing. They don't care. And so Mac Jones, I think, was screaming at Matt Patricia, and it is just frustration that has boiled over from an entire lost season. But to his credit, post-game, he answers it like quarterbacks should. I need to be better. I this, I that. Let everybody else, let you and me and all whoever else say that Patricia and then Bill, by empowering Patricia, are really at fault, and the O-line can't block to save their life. There's all of that. but Mac Jones clearly was upset. I do appreciate the honesty, though. It wasn't one of those like, you know, whatever. Like, he didn't shake off the question.
And I think because he's accepting responsibility, it gives him the license to be a little more honest in terms of, I got mad and here's why. And
but
it's
these
okay.
guys clearly do not see eye to eye. And even good quarterbacks and good offensive coordinators, we've seen Brady and McDaniels yell at each other a little bit.
We saw Brady and Bill O'Brien have to be separated for crying out loud.
But this one, and that one I feel like was because Brady was treating, I think it was Tyquan Underwood at the time, like he kind of wrote him off and Bill O'Brien was sticking up for a player. This is more scheme and sort of preparation and play call and philosophy. Yeah. It's all of that stuff kind of all put together, and Mac is just kind of losing it. And so I don't blame him for losing it. But five games to go, like, we'll see how this goes. Now, I know Ian Rappaport had said today, I guess he was on McAfee, he thinks Belichick is going to step in and handle more of the coaching himself, the offensive coaching. Do you think that will be the case, or do you think that is an option?
Well, with Bill, it's always an option because, as we learned at the beginning of the year, he is a put-it-on-me guy. Mm-hmm. I would, if they like Nick Caley, I would rather see them give Nick Caley a crack versus Bill doing it.
Because Bill seems like a Band-Aid. Bill, like, you're not doing that for the year.
That's what I want. I want Bill to go grab the O-line and try to figure that out.
Yeah.
There's no way you don't get Trent Brown's attention if it is the head coach there.
This is the quote from Rapp. My guess would be that Bill Belichick takes over the offense a little bit more moving forward. So again, like a lot of Rapp stuff, very open-ended. There's some, like, what does that mean? Does that mean he's taking over the play calling? Does it mean he's taking over the offensive line? Does it mean he's just spending more time during the week of practice over there with them? I don't know what it means, but something's got to change. Something clearly has to change, and
it ain't changing until next year. I don't think
you're probably right. Like, I'm not sold 100% that it does.
Well, and then that's where the real line in the sand is, probably for Robert Kraft. If Bill Belichick looks at him and says, "Nope, we're going to stick with these guys because we made these improvements," that's where then Robert Kraft has to say, "Eh, I don't know if that's such a good idea." And again, at the end of the day, he is the big boss. And as I started to think about this more and more, the one thing that we don't know about is the Bill Belichick contract. Because, again, he is a vice president. Well, really, he's really more of a president-level front office guy while also being the head coach as well. And if we are to believe that Bill Belichick gets $20 million a year, as has been mentioned or rumbled about, do we really think he's on like a year-to-year contract? So that's another thing for them to consider as well.
Yeah.
Or for those who just want to say, well, you got to get rid of Bill and you don't know who you want to bring in. But that would also, if Robert Kraft said, no, we're not parting ways, you're fired, which I don't think is happening at all, that would probably cost him a pretty healthy chunk of dough as well.
So like the two questions that I have is sort of, you know, what are the signs of a head coach that's losing it? And then also, what are the signs where an owner reaches his breaking point? Mm-hmm. Right? And with an established, winning, best ever coach.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, there's only a few examples that are even like this.
Like the Yankees with Joe Torre towards the end or something like that,
like San Antonio.
Like, okay,
is
there
Popovich
you go.
There as long as he wants? Or at some point they're like,
Feels like since
Duncan, we've been kind of bad.
Right.
We've been kind of bad since Duncan. Like, I don't know, like, there's no even real peers to him, you know, like just because of the sheer amount of winning and the roster control and all of that. So you understand why it's not one bad season or two bad seasons or three, but you're like, well, Robert Kraft has already referenced they haven't won a playoff game since 18. It feels pretty likely that streak's going to continue.
Correct.
So even if the drafts have started to turn around, right, you've had more usable players in 20 and 21 than you did 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I don't know. Like, at some point, though, I don't think he likes getting beat up on Thursday Night Football and then playing the 1 o'clock game with Greg Gumbel doing the call. You know, I think at some point you're like, wait a minute. I liked going to these Super Bowl parties and being the team that everybody is using as a measuring stick.
A texter sent in, is it not BB's fault that he didn't have someone learning under Josh ready to step in and keep consistency with the quarterbacks? That's tough on two levels. Number one, if someone is that talented, they're going to want to go sort of, you know, soil their oats elsewhere, where maybe you go to college or something like that.
Yeah.
But also, let's remember, in 19, it was Brady. In 20, it was Cam. And then you segued to Mac.
Yeah.
So what you did with Brady is light years different than what you did with Cam. And then you kind of went back to some of that with Brady, but you sort of spoon-fed Mac a little bit. So I don't know if someone would have waited through all of that change. And Bill willingly, by the way, let, you know, Mick Lombardi go, where some thought he might be the guy. And,
yeah, right.
And what we've seen with the Raiders hasn't been great shakes.
I think it's somewhat fair, though, only because there's been a consistent failure to prepare for the future, where Tom Brady walked, no plans. Rob Gronkowski walks, no plans. Josh McDaniels walks, which he had literally taken one job and then backed out of it and was getting interviews every year. I don't like Josh McDaniels and Matt Patricia at one point were super low level on the Patriots staff.
Right.
And Josh McDaniels got kind of promoted maybe quicker than Bill would have wanted to, but he had been there long enough and was able to take over for Charlie. So, like, where are the next McDaniels, Patricia? I mean, defensive Patricia.
Well, and that's where I think it's a little bit of the coaching attrition, in that you had Flores leave the organization. Bunch of guys went with him. Remember Chad O'Shea?
Yep.
He was another name. He left. Stunk as an OC.
Daboll really looks like the one that got away.
Daboll does. Yeah. But then again, you know, Daboll went and did exactly what I mentioned. He went to Alabama.
Well, there wasn't room for him.
He learned, like, right.
Like, I get
and
it.
That's
yeah.
the point,
yeah,
is
yeah,
that
yeah.
everybody makes it easy that people are just going to sit and wait. And in reality, even Bill O'Brien didn't want to do that. We will get into some World Cup soccer. The U.S. going to take on the Netherlands. Dave Vandenberg will be with us coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
The U.S. have a opportunity to, advance into the round of eight at the World Cup. For those of you that follow that, Dave Vandenberg scheduled to join us. He of the New England Revolution. He's also Dutch as well.
Ooh.
Ooh, Deutschland.
Conflicting interest there.
Well, he can sort of explain both ends of it.
He can help us break it down.
Apparently Pulisic is in tomorrow after getting, he got hit in the D. Even though he says he didn't get hit in the D, hit in the D.
Well, no, he said he didn't get hit in the...
In the yam bag?
In the yam bag.
Got it. So he got hit in the D, but no yam bag shot.
I believe so.
I'd rather get hit in the D than the yam bag.
Same.
Yam bag gives you a bellyache.
If I had to choose, I think you're probably right. It's listed as a pelvic contusion, was what that's what it popped up as.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, the old pelvic contusion.
Happens all the time.
Uh-huh.
How do you get that?
Sometimes when you sleep on it, you wake up in the morning.
Is that what it is?
What is that examination like?
Painful.
You think?
Yeah.
I said Deutschland, everybody. All right,
painful.
Fine.
When everybody's upset.
It's Germany. Great. The Scheim family's all
Dutch.
Over it. Yeah.
The Dutch. We're talking about the Dutch.
The Dutch.
The Netherlands. They wear this sweet orange uniform. They have a nice kit.
Isn't that entire country like underwater, basically?
That I couldn't speak to.
I don't know. I've always wanted to go to Amsterdam, but now that we have pod here, who cares?
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of other stuff going on.
Do they have
there.
Like sex shows in
yes.
Amsterdam?
Oh, they have. Like,
oh, yeah. The Red Light District. Oh,
everything goes there.
Yep.
I mean everything. Now, I've never been.
Think of anything,
will.
It goes.
Boom. They already have it there.
You would think so.
And they do it better.
Well, I know that Amsterdam...
They have Guardians 3 there already. Just came out.
Probably.
I think Amsterdam was trying to crack down on some of that because they're worried about all the horny, pot-smoking Americans that come over and just want to, you know, pay a couple of... whatever. What's the money? In Canada, it's the loonie. What is it in the... what is it in the Netherlands?
Well, you know, the euro probably.
Pay a couple of euros or whatever and have a time euro. With a lady, and there you go.
Yeah.
And then you go back to the pub. And I guess you go drinking again.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty
good
time.
I was just going to say.
Actually, it sounds pretty great.
That's a tough sell. That's mm-hmm. why a lot of people go to, that's why a lot of people apparently go to Amsterdam.
That's right. The best.
And see, now we're getting the inappropriate
what people
say, jokes.
No, I don't need to hear that.
Well, yeah, it's you could imagine.
Let's keep
what are
it
they
on the
known
up and up.
For over there?
Let's finish strong. I'll tell you what they're known for. Speed skating and soccer.
That is true. You two did enlighten the audience on that. And us, by the way, when you said they're known for speed skating.
Nobody's got more speed skating medals than the Netherlands.
And I know we haven't done a Guess the Google Autofill in a while, but the Google search said that a part of the reason they're good figure skater or speed skaters
speed skating.
Is because they're tall.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Is that? Yeah, I was going to say, is that right?
I'm sure it helps, but I don't know if that's the reason or if that's even accurate.
Is Apollo Anton Ono the
short
biggest
guy?
Yeah,
no, but he can fly around the track.
All right, let's talk a little bit of World Cup soccer here. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, Revolution assistant coach and a Dutch native, Dave Vandenberg with Gresh and Keefe. Dave, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're
good.
Great. We know how big this is here in the U.S. for them to potentially be able to advance to the round of eight. But in your home country, what does it mean over there to be in this spot?
Ooh, I'll tell you what it means if we don't get out of this round. I think the entire country will be in shambles for about a week. It's kind of like the dream team not winning the Olympic gold medal if they don't win this game. And it's not to say that Holland has to win the tournament, but they have to win this game. And so the entire country will be watching. I think there will not be a whole lot of activity throughout this this little country of ours that during this game.
Well, and clearly the United States is an underdog in this one. And even going into the World Cup, it was, hey, if they can get out of the group stage, it is a win. If they are one of the final 16, it's a win for them. I feel like that's what they say every single World Cup. Do you think it's going to get to a point, or are we at least trending in the direction where the realistic goal for the United States is further than just simply the round of 16?
Well, absolutely. Even tomorrow, I think there's a good chance that they win. And I've seen all the predictions, and I've read both Dutch and American press, and it seems to me that Holland is the favorite. But I think that is more based on results in the past than it is on current form. Having said all that, I think the U.S. in 4 years' time, when the tournament is here, looking at the buildup of this U.S. roster, one of the youngest teams, I believe it was the third youngest roster in the World Cup. And then if you think that the two center backs that the Team USA is fielding, and Tim Ream and Walker Zimmerman are in their 30s or close to it. Tim Ream is, I believe, 35 years old. And those two spots could have been filled up with Miles Robinson and Chris Richards, who are both early 20s. Then you're looking at that and you're thinking to yourself, wow, the future looks really bright. These guys will have four more years under their belts. They'll be four more years further into their careers at the peak of their performance. And I think that in 4 years, we can see the true potential of this U.S. team shine. Although I don't think that they should take this tournament as a build up to it. I mean, you only get this chance once every 4 years. So They need to go after it tomorrow, and I think they will. And honestly, if I have to guess, I think it'll be a very tight game, and it's one that's probably too close to call at this point in time.
Dave, if for some reason, after getting blasted in the package, if Christian Pulisic isn't himself, can the U.S. still win?
Yes, they can, because they have a very good goalkeeper. Their defense has been very good. They've only let up one goal in three games. There was a penalty, and so obviously they're solid defensively, and all it takes is one goal. Do I think it's going to get increasingly more difficult? Absolutely. Christian Pulisic is what Messi is to Argentina, and I don't want to compare the two players per se, but I think that the presence of either player for their national team is just as important. And so, first off, I think he'll play. I think he'll do anything in his power to be on that field, and he'll be there. But it will be that much more difficult if he's not there.
A guy you're very familiar with, the goalkeeper for the U.S., Matt Turner, who we've had on the show a couple of times as well. How do you think he's played so far in the tournament? And I'm also curious, what do you think of his future is going to be playing over in Europe?
Well, first of all, let me start with the tournament. I think he's done well. Like I said, he's only given up one goal. It was a penalty goal. So he's done a really good job. Now, part of that was obviously the defense he had in front of him, but he's making sure that nothing sneaks by him. And you know, he's come to a place where he's not giving up any soft goals. You're going to have to be really, really good on the day to beat him. And So I think that he can be an X factor in tomorrow's game. As far as his future in Europe, it kind of depends on how things go with him at Arsenal and how content he is being the number two behind Aaron Ramsdale at Arsenal. If he wants to be the first goalkeeper on a team in Europe, he certainly has the potential to do that. Just that, it's just a matter of how happy is he playing with Arsenal, competing for the Premier League title, or possibly going to a different team and being a little bit lower on the totem pole as far as club goes, but getting more minutes. That's always a little bit of a tough proposition to deal with when you're going to Europe as a player like that, and especially when Arsenal, like in Matt Turner's case, is his childhood dream club. So I understand why he did what he did. I wish him all the best, and I hope he succeeds at Arsenal, of course. But I think at a certain point in time, it's going to come down to, do I want to be here and be content with number two, or do I want to play and go someplace else? And I think only Matt Turner can answer that question for us.
Dave, what's a key to a U.S. win?
Not concede any goals, because if they do that, and even without Christian Pulisic, they don't need to score. They just need to get to penalties. And when it gets to penalties, Matt Turner will stop 3 out of 5. And so the U.S. will advance if that's the case.
Well, Dave Very Vandenberg good. Of the New England Revolution, and of course, he a native of the Netherlands as well. Dave, thanks for the time. We appreciate the breakdown, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much, Dave.
There we go. So, easy breakdown.
Very good.
We'll see if...
Underdog, but listen, that's a role that it's easy to get behind.
How about that line, by the way? This would be like the dream team not winning the gold medal if the Netherlands doesn't win.
Yeah.
All right.
It is interesting how he said of that, if they get to, what do they call it, free kicks? He said Turner stops 3 of 5. I don't know if you recall the MLS
I didn't want to bring that up, but yeah, they did lose the MLS Cup in... penalty kicks.
So the U.S., it's relative to the dream team, so I guess they're Croatia, right?
No, they'd be like Angola.
Oh.
Croatia at least played them to within like
20.
Well,
I was going to say it's like the round of 16 or whatever, but it's
they're expected to win this game. I think they are like, Brazil's still the favorite, Argentina, France, I think Spain, England, they're all ahead of Netherlands, I believe.
All right, there we go. All right, brag it up.
Brag. Whoa! Oh, sick brag, bro.
She's not lonely. I apologize.
Brag City.
I can't remember the last time I used a condom.
The radio and the internet.
So humble.
All right, we got a bunch, so let's just jump right into it.
Brag.
We were recording the Six Rings podcast this week with Phil Mackey. Sick brag.
Of course.
Big guests on that pod, baby.
That is awesome.
Brag City.
I was accepted to like 8 schools.
Sick brag, bro.
Had to turn that one around twice. That one was worth it.
Someone in the Twitch chat were like, what did you get again? That was like, was 8 that on schools? Just the math? Or the what? Just, I said, no, that's the whole deal, combined. Baby. Combined.
I need to list those 8 schools at some point, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had to dig them up.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Sick brag, bro.
I am one quick tug away as well.
Sick brag,
you
bro.
And Christian Pulisic.
Me and Pulisic.
The Muppet gif?
Jackson DeVille. Same thing. Same idea. This one, this might move into first place for my all-time favorite. This next one, potentially.
So humble.
We had him in punt formation on the first series of the game and in the second game and gave up a fake punt.
Sick brag, bro.
That was like 2018.
They almost punted once. Did like the next day. That's not true. That apparently didn't happen.
They did a couple times yesterday, though.
They did. They forced a couple
and
of punts.
And a turnover.
It was good to see. Yep, and they even caused a fumble.
Brag.
Oh, listen, I'll be over on the island.
Wow. Sick brag, bro.
Quite the irony, by the way, that in listening to Greg Hill and Curtis talk about the Royals, Greg Hill, of all people, was the one who was mentioning, well, maybe if they got rid of one of their 18 properties, said by the guy with three of his own.
Maybe not.
Stop it.
Maybe stay out of that one.
Bragg City.
I won a spelling bee in the first grade, so I know.
Sick brag, bro.
First grade spelling bee.
I'll tell you what, when your daughter gets to first grade, we're going to have her and Jackson have a spelling bee.
I'm in. I'm in on that.
Sick brag, bro.
I'm still 27-10 on the season.
Oh, dude.
Sick brag, bro.
Here goes this guy.
He'll tell you his record.
Guy's got his record. Oh, ready to go.
The Pat Maroon of EEI.
Uh-huh. He's keeping track. He's like the banker of Monopoly. Right?
That's right.
Yeah, I got plenty of money. Like, yeah, no kidding.
So humble.
We had, at one point, 5,000 trees in Swansea.
Sick brag, bro.
The whole town?
And I love it that the guy was like, oh, my dad had to raise it for $3 to $4. It's like, what year are we talking about here? It's like a Christmas story.
That's not bad.
Brag.
We had, at one point.
Oh, that one's labeled wrong. All right. So that was the same one. All right. Very good. And then talk about.
Did I mess it up?
Yeah. There's one that's listed below that.
Did I mislabel the afternoon one?
Yes, they're both trees in Swansea.
Oh, John's got to find that one now because apparently it might have been sent to him by Ryan Garvin.
All right, so we'll find that one.
Who's looking out for us on this?
All right,
thank you, brother.
This might be the quickest turnaround in the history of the Bragg segment.
Bragg City.
I've read both Dutch and American press.
Sick brag, bro.
That is pretty good.
That was the interview from
that's
5 minutes ago.
That's also a talent as well to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's not something you or I could do.
God, no. Nope. Not even a little bit.
Can you even
read in another foreign language? Like, I've always heard.
No, I took like 5 years of Spanish. So if it's like very, very simple Spanish, I could probably read some. I'd have a general idea of what it is. But no, I couldn't like. Couldn't read a book on it.
Friend of the show, Chris Jericho, said he learned how to read Japanese, but there's like different, I guess, versions of it as well. So you have to learn to read.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be a difficult thing to do. Yeah. John, do you have that one? Do you want to play it?
Yeah, I do.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Brag.
So I have a friend who runs a lot of marathons.
Sick brag, bro.
What would be marathons?
That's even better, bragging about a friend. It's not even you. It's like if somebody I know
that's right.
runs a lot of marathons. That seems unnecessary.
I think in all the times I've run in my life, I've never run a full marathon in like all the football years, like Gassers and stuff like that. I don't even know if I've run
a full miserable.
Marathon. Oh, completely.
If you told me I had to get in the car and drive 26 miles, I'd be like, ugh.
You'd be worried about the gas money?
I would. Like, are you going to run it? Like, no, not for me, thanks.
Oh, God. That is fantastic. There is your sick brag, bro. Brags of the week. By the way, as we have asked you before, not only follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Gresh Keefe, but if you hear sick brags on any other shows here on WEEI, feel free to let us know. Tag us the date and the time so we know that we can pull these things.
Yeah, shout out listener Tyler Allen, by the way. He got
he's got a bunch of them, timestamping them. Love it.
Oh, he's sending me the clips from Twitch all clipped and everything. I'm like, geez.
Oh, wow.
I got this kid in the building. I'm sound in the back.
Just going to say, whenever.
He can be our fifth producer on the show, our fifth person on the show.
Time we get one of those.
Whenever our Twitch person gets stolen by one of the other shows, then at least we know we have somebody who could slide in there. You Got Something brings it home next. Time for You Got Something, sponsored by Unified Office. If you run restaurants and fear you're losing money due to missed phone orders and lost incoming calls, let Unified Office boost your business. They're a restaurant's best friend. Visit unifiedoffice.com to learn more. John Anderson, you got something.
Oh, I have got something. So we don't need to go too deep into this because it sort of speaks for itself with everything that went on with Kanye West yesterday. His Twitter account is now suspended because of an image he tweeted. But as his final act, it was like that Twitter employee a couple years ago who on his last day deactivated Trump's account then walked out of the building.
Right.
As his final act, Kanye West, and this is up for debate whether this is true or not, Kanye West claims he caught Chris Paul sleeping with Kim Kardashian.
Jesus.
So obviously, obviously Twitter went up in flames. And if you just search Chris Paul right now, the memes and everything, we could have done a boom roasted on it if it wasn't the day after a Patriots game, but it is hysterical. And you know the meme of LeBron like making a prediction, those ones going around where LeBron predicts something that he obviously didn't predict.
Yep.
Right. Quote, I saw Chris Paul go up 3-2 on the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals and lose. That's when I turned to Bronny and said, quote, CP3 is distracted. He's sleeping with Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my God. LeBron's the best.
I love those to death.
And so the reason why this is even like a big deal, like Chris Paul's been married for like 11 years. Yeah. Like he's like a...
Yeah.
And
it lines up with when Devin Booker was dating Kendall Jenner, right?
Yeah. So again, a TMZ report said that Kanye made this up, which again, very realistic that he could have made it up. But it's also believable enough to have happened.
It's also
as well.
Hilarious. So.
And it's funny. And there's this old meme, not a meme, it's just like a photo of Drake. When Drake was feuding with Kanye, apparently... Drake and two of his buddies were all wearing different Chris Paul jerseys.
Oh, my God.
And they thought it was like a message to send to Kanye. Like, they knew about it, too. I mean, I don't know. Is that just like a lucky coincidence? Or is there something more there?
There might be some smoke and fire.
But Chris Paul is going to at least have an awkward conversation that he probably wasn't planning on having.
Well, the only ring the guy's won in his life. Yeah. And he might jeopardize it. Or Kanye jeopardized it for him.
Page 6, 40 minutes ago. Kim Kardashian didn't cheat on Kanye West with Chris Paul. So now Kardashian's people and Chris Paul's people got to put this fire out.
Oh, good Lord. Like,
as a reward for having to answer phones for me for the last 2 hours, my guy Joey B to my left, you got something.
Thank you very much, John. First off, hi, Gresh.
Wow.
Hope you know my name.
Hello, Pete.
So we're getting ready for the holidays. I've got a big family, so there's a lot of responsibility. So I was responsible for getting the eggnog, and I'm like, where can I find a really good eggnog recipe? And so I was scrolling through Twitter last night, and happened to come across this.
Hey there, looking to get in the holiday spirit? I'm going to come to the right place. Very simple drink for you today. I'm going to take a dark... liquor, maybe like a brandy or a bourbon or a whiskey. I'm going with a spiced rum here. So go ahead and fire that into a glass with ice. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi, five. That's all right. And then you're going to take an eggnog. Now, you're probably going to want to buy a bigger one than this because I'm going to go through about 10 of these, but give it a good shake so the egg and the nog mixes. And then you're going to want to go ahead and fire that on top, right to the top. Very good. Then, this is important, not necessary, but can be important. Cinnamon, right on the top there.
Look at that.
And nutmeg, if you want to be fancy. And also, take a broken candy cane. Go ahead and fire that in there. Stir that around a little bit.
You're firing a lot of stuff.
Fire it all in there.
Taste.
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
I had a few of those last night, by the way.
I'm sure you did.
That's delicious. One guy was
two upset. Shots of vodka.
One guy was upset with me because he's like, you didn't actually make the eggnog. One guy thought I should do like literally.
So he wanted an eggnog recipe.
Eggs. Yeah.
Do you know how to make eggnog from scratch?
Well, I do now. The guy sent me a whole recipe. It's got like all these different steps.
That
in
dude's
got
to make a video like you just made, except of him making eggnog now.
Fire are you going to make fire that now that you have a recipe? Are you going to make your own eggnog?
No. I just got to buy the eggnog. It's great. Oh, my God, is it good.
So you need a tub of it.
Well, and then Danielle, formerly of the Greg Hill Show, she on Instagram told me that peppermint schnapps in eggnog is a real delight.
Ooh, the Elaine Bennis version. She liked peppermint schnapps.
Like peach schnapps.
Oh, peach schnapps.
That was the
schnapps
is the last ingredient of Sex on the Beach as well.
Okay.
All right.
So I like that very much. So anyway, have some eggnog.
That's right. At Keith21 on Twitter for you to find the video, by the way.
Yes.
And did you go Dork Podcast on that? On the gram?
Yeah, Dork Podcast on the... that's
reposted
where I'm at,
Gresh Keefe's story as well.
Oh,
that's
good.
Very good. It's all up on there.
It's all out there.
Get me on the Instagram at Dork Podcast for sure.
Keefe, you got something.
Yeah, how about congratulations to interim coach Joe Mazzulla, who is the Eastern Conference Coach of the Month.
Yes, he is.
Still an interim. And Jason Tatum was Player of the Month as well. But really couldn't ask for a better start for Joe Mazzulla with all the crap that was sort of thrown onto him. Right, again, He didn't ask for any of this.
Nope.
Great opportunity, though. Young guy has a chance to take over a team that is expected to now win the whole thing.
I saw his wife on Twitter congratulating
She's
him
all excited
as well.
About it. Good.
Yeah, Joe Mazzulla has that stare through you type stare.
Did you see, speaking of wives, actually, I guess it's not his wife, it's his fiance, I believe. You see what Nia Long said?
Oh, Nia Long's upset that no one with the Celtics called to check in on her.
Correct. What do you make of that? Is that what they're supposed to be doing?
Legal. That's my guess.
Could be.
We're just staying lawyers. This. Yep.
Is she really hoping for like a, oh, hi, Nia, this is Brad Stevens, just checking in? I feel like that would be more awkward than anything else.
Is one of the things she noted that like she wasn't really given a heads up that they were going public with it? Because that's what she made it seem like it was a, that her and her child were caught off guard, basically.
I think there is a little bit of that in
yes,
there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like her big criticism was like, was that her son had to see this private matter become very public.
How about be upset at daddy?
Not I agree.
The organization.
This whole time.
Right.
Right. Everybody remember,
you
they're
be
all,
upset with multiple entities.
You can be, but I would say Udoka.
There's a real villain.
Probably more at fault.
Right.
Might be.
Not that I didn't get a phone call from someone.
Right.
How about your husband, fiance, yeah, baby daddy, whatever it is, couldn't keep his pants zipped.
Maybe, right.
Bigger issue there.
Yeah, I would say so. You got something?
I do. High school games tomorrow.
There we
shameless
go. Get
plug.
In there.
They'll
you sound
be,
thrilled.
They'll be on the they'll be on the Odyssey app. So you
search
can,
MIAA football championship.
That's right. It'll be on WEEI HD2 here in Boston for those of you who have HD radios. I know it'll be CBSBoston.com, I think, for the actual visual of it as well. And five games. So there you go. Starts at 10 a.m. Down from six.
True.
It's one less paycheck.
The light load. Well, that's not good.
No, I know.
You might as well pile on the other game at that point.
I'd rather do six. And listen, if I'm going to be tired after three, I might as well be tired after six of them, for crying out loud. So everybody enjoy those. That is it for us. Keith and I will be back with Wiggy on Sunday morning from 10 to 1 for WEEI Football Sunday. And then right back here on Monday to unpack everything in the NFL, continue complaining about the Patriots, and recap the Celtics and the Bruins and maybe World Cup if the U.S. wins. John, Billy, and Joe produced it. So if something went
there
wrong,
go, Joe,
blame them. Marloni, Foyer, and Mego are next. Keith and I will talk to you Sunday and then right back here on Monday morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.